VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Now, if you're like most eBay sellers, you're always looking for new markets for yourself and your items. Hillary DiPiano can help. She's known on eBay as Priced Nostalgia, and she's the author of a brand new book titled Marketing Your eBay Items. Hillary, first, when does your book come out?
My book is actually about marketing your eBay items, Griff, but the title of the book is eBay Marketing Makeover. And the book is coming out. I'm sorry, I'm sick. I apologize in advance. The book is coming out June 1st. That it's actually will be available everywhere for pre-order, but at this exact moment, Amazon's the only one that's got it up already for pre-order if you wanted to check it out. But
now, are you coming to our eBay radio party and conference, by the way?
I do not. I don't think so. I have not planned on it yet. But
where do you live?
I'm in New Jersey, so it's a bit of a trek. But
it's in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And you can find cheapy deals, and we'd love to, you know, have you there with some of your books.
I think we've just blindsided Hillary. She comes on the show to be a guest, and here we are.
Yeah, forget what you were going to talk about.
It's all good.
Hillary, what do you mean? So the name of the book is eBay Marketing Makeover?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you mean by a marketing makeover?
Well, I think the biggest thing us eBay sellers tend to do is we get really hung up on the minutiae of marketing. That we're like, oh, we got to send that tweet, and we got to put out that Facebook message, and we got to link to our auction. And we completely overlook the big picture. And what the eBay marketing makeover is about is tweaking the way you're selling. And that could mean whether you're a store owner or whether you're just a normal seller. But looking at the way that you're selling and tweaking it for a couple of things. First, to increase word of mouth, keep your customers happy so that they come back. The ones you already have, forget about finding new ones. Keep the ones you already have happy so that they'll come back and they'll tell their friends and they'll bring more customers in. And then increase your discoverability, which is both search and mobile, both internal search and external search with eBay. And then also focusing on your ideal buyers to make sure that you're attracting them in. So it's everything to tweak what you're doing to keep retain the customers you already have and also amplify your future marketing efforts. Because if you are selling your items in the best possible way that there is to sell them and presenting everything in the best possible way, then you know the marketing you do will have a greater effect because the customers are going to come in, they're going to like what they see, and then they're going to come back and buy more. As opposed to the metaphor I like to think of, the way a lot of eBay sellers seem to approach marketing is like they buy the big flashing sign outside their store, and then you come in and like their shelves are empty and there's products spilled on the floor and there's a roach, and it's like, I'm never coming back, you know? And I think that this is about taking a step back and looking at the big picture and how can you make sure you're doing everything the best possible way that you can before you start worrying about reaching out and sending out social media posts and doing the little day-to-day things of marketing.
So in your book, do you do it like step by step?
The way it's set up, yes, it's actually designed that each thing should take less than half an hour. And this way, if you've got a minute, you can just quickly go in and the first section just explains exactly what to do. And then the second part right after that explains the rationale of why we're doing it, like why it's worth it to go through this step and to take this, to clean up this, or to do this one tweak so that you understand where I'm not just having you mindlessly do things. But it's designed because, I mean, I'm a seller, and I know we don't have time to do this. This is why this stuff gets overlooked. But if it's presented as a tiny little thing, you can just do in less than half an hour a day, and then you could have the whole makeover done in a month or so. Well, gosh, we could make time for that, couldn't we?
You know, there are so many people out there, because I'm one of them, who say, oh, I'm going to do this just as soon as I get the time. Right? Don't we say that? Griff, you too, right?
Oh, I just said it.
I want to do this one of these days. I'm going
to
do this.
I'm about to say it in another few seconds. I say it every on the hour, on the minute.
So her book is going to help us step by step on how to give ourselves a marketing makeover. So what would you say is the number one problem sellers have when marketing their eBay items? Number one challenge?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is first of all, is just that they tend to get so hung up in the day-to-day that they don't step back and look at what they're doing overall. And I know, Griff's with me with this. I started selling in March of 97. So, like, and I know a lot of sellers who have been on the platform for a really long time. I mean, some of us, we set up some of these pages and terms and things decades ago, and because it ain't broke, we haven't fixed it. And so you, when you actually step back and force yourself to go back and reread your terms and reread your store pages, you start to realize, well, gosh, I could cut half this out because none of this even applies anymore. And I think there's a lot of stuff like that when you've been selling for a long time, there's stuff you just forget about, like your auto emails or the way that the copy is presented, or even your logo. Like maybe you threw something up in like paint, you know, however many centuries ago, and you're still using that. And it's like, you know, it would cost you like $5 to get a new one on Fiverr that actually looked really professional. Why don't you do that? You know, it's sort of a, I think that's the biggest thing is that, and they get so hung up on, a lot of us get so hung up on, you know, I got to send a tweet today, and I got to do a blog post, and I got to do this, that you don't realize that they're actually, in the same amount of time it took you to do that, there are tweaks that you could do once, and then they would serve you almost forever that would have a much greater effect.
Hmm. What is your favorite one?
You know, there's so many that, so here's just one literally off the top of my head that was just with our own listings. We've had the same listing text for a long time, and it's very simple. It's just an image and some text. And what I did not realize, because I don't own a smartphone, which I know is scandalous. But,
goodbye.
Yes, you're hanging up with me right now. but I had never seen my listing in a smartphone, and I looked at it, and I was like, oh, gosh, because it's all in a table. And on the smartphone on a table, it looks minuscule. You can't read our text at all. And so all we had to do was get rid of the table. And so we've been doing that bit by bit on all of our listings. But that's such a simple thing. I mean, it's a replace all to fix it in the bulk eBay edit tool. And all this time, how many sales has it been costing us? Because people would visit our listing and go, oh, I can't read that, and just leave, you know? And that's, I think, what a lot of these type of things are, where they're seemingly very simple little tweaks, but just taking the step to do it. Another good one, this is one I particularly like. I was helping an eBay account. They were having a lot of trouble, and they were in limited search exposure, and they were like, they were going to get banned if they didn't get their act together. And we made a couple tweaks with them, but one of the simplest tweaks we made was we changed all their eBay emails to, instead of just saying the name of their company, we put a real name. So let's say it was like Bob or whatever. It just said it was coming from Bob. And that made such a difference in their customer service, because people then, instead of thinking they were getting an auto-generated email from this massive conglomerate company, they were like, oh, well, this email's from Bob. And so then instead of the emails coming back like, oh, you people messed up my order, it was Bob, you know, my order didn't come out all right. And it doesn't matter if Bob is fictional. I mean, it's like a psychological trick more than anything, but just putting that human element in there to remind the person on the other end of the computer that they're dealing with a person can have an immediate effect on how your feedback comes in and how your customer service interactions go from that point
forward. I believe that. Did you use that?
You could take that a step farther. You could have it signed your mother.
Your mother.
Right. Now let's see you talk back to your mother and customers.
Oh,
I had to take this job. I had to take this job because you weren't such a big success in life. You're selling on eBay, so you better treat me right.
Well, that's the thing. Even just adding a picture, like a real picture of yourself somewhere within your selling,
right,
can make a big difference, because they just have a face to the name. They're like, oh, it's a human being. It's not.
It's a human being.
And you know what? It can be clip art. I'm not going to really know if it's you, if you're worried that you look, whatever, strange or something, you know?
Yeah, but you could also Photoshop yourself into, you know,
oblivion.
The realms of beauty.
I could Photoshop myself into Marilyn Monroe in about 5 minutes.
There you go, see? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that it's little tiny tweaks like that. And you think to yourself, how long would it take you to add Bob at the end of all your emails? What, 3 seconds? And it would have an immediate and appreciable effect, you know? And so it's a book packed filled of things like that.
So, Hillary, how many books have you written? I remember Sell Their Stuff. That,
yes,
you wrote the book
Sell
called
Their Sell Their Stuff. is about selling other people's items on eBay and consignment selling, like the eBay Trading Assistant program used to be. I also have another book which is called, I don't even know if I'm allowed to mention this, if it's like forbidden, but it's called Beyond eBay, Beyond Amazon, eBay, and Etsy, and it's about alternative marketplaces. If you're growing past those market, you know, those marketplaces and platforms, and then I'm also a playwright, and so I have a ton of plays, but I won't list you of them because I, you know,
I would be interested. I love plays.
Well, actually, this is actually ties back to this book. You can see all my plays at HillaryDiPiano.com, which is my sort of writing persona website. But an interesting thing about that, I had been using a really old template on that theme, a WordPress theme on that site for years, and it was buggy and disastrous and a mess, and I had left some of that text up there since the dawn of time and hadn't fixed it. Last summer, finally fixed it to a new mobile responsive theme and cleaned up all the text, much like with the eBay marketing makeover, except it was just a makeover of my site. And I'm not doing anything different to market it, but it's the traffic is so much higher this year just because of the fact that it's more accessible. And I took that time doing the homework and making sure it was easy for people to find and easy to visit.
So when am I going to get a couple of free books to give away over the air?
You're welcome to them. What do you want? Didn't I give you guys some?
Yes, and we gave them away, and now we want right. eBay Marketing Makeover.
Well, eBay
we
Marketing,
get
we
with
them
the
now.
Program, babe.
Well, it's ebook only, but I can certainly give you some copies to give away when it comes out.
When it comes out, give me some copies to give
we'll
away.
Will do.
And you have to sign them.
How can I sign them if they're digital? Work with me.
No, not digital. Oh, you're not going to have a hard copy?
No, we're only going to do an ebook for this
one. Oh, well, then send it over to me.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Hillary. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. Hillary DiPiano. Check her out in her book, eBay Marketing Makeover. We'll be back in a moment with our next segment here on eBay Radio.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archives homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. Worthpoint. Find it. Value it. Price it.